Ruiz's family has long-standing ties to the United States.
My grandfather actually served for the U.S. military in World War II, and that's how we came over. So they were, my dad's side of the family was already over here. They just left Nicaragua because of all the issues that their country was having. And then, well, we just kind of stayed here, and that's that.
Do you feel like your grandfather's military service sort of influenced you at all?
Once I got into the program, yeah, definitely. Because I started talking to him more about it and more of like what he did. And he could probably have his own little movie about that, because he definitely traveled the world and seen things, did things. He was a gunner on a tank, and they sent him over to Germany. So, I mean, like, World War II, tanks, like, those are the guys definitely, like, in the front line.
Oh, that's pretty wild. No, that's for sure. And does he live close by, or is he still
Miami.
Yeah. Very cool.
Retired old Miami.
How did your mom and dad meet?
They lived down the street from each other. I mean, Nicaragua is a very small country. I'm pretty sure the country's population is the same as Columbus, and it's the size of Ohio. So it's very, very small amount of people there. I've never been, but the one time, it was like a bro trip. My brother, our cousin, their two best friends, and myself and my dad all went. So it's six guys all in there. Like, I was the youngest one at like 19, 20. And one of my cousins was like 25, 26 at the time. So take that group of guys, throw them in a different country. My dad's a little bit crazy too, so we had a good time.
What is Nicaragua like?
Tropical. It's beautiful. The air literally smells clean. I've never had that feeling in my, like, ever. Just think of like the pictures you see from like Hawaii. It's very, very, very beautiful there. The government's still terrible. We got pulled over a couple times by police to like bribe monies and stuff like that. But outside of the government, the people were lovely. The land was beautiful. The food was amazing. One thing I thought was weird, good weird, was they have wild cow crossing signs. Like, we have wild deer. They literally just have like herds of cows just like walking. So it was cool, and the meat was definitely very good.
That's awesome. Did you feel any sort of connection at all, like when you were there? Or was it kind of just like visiting a foreign place?
For me, it was visiting a foreign place, because I've never been there.
Right,
I grew up in Ohio, farmland area, city area. So to throw me in like the jungle, literally we went through some jungle. We stayed at this place we called The Hut. It was four cement walls and a tin roof. That's it. And we were like exposed to the outdoors and stuff. So it was like camping almost, but with like cinder block walls. That's it.